Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello, and welcome to Forever 35. A podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I'm Kate Spencer.
And I'm Dori Shafrir.
And we're not experts.
No, we're two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
And today we are bringing you another episode of Product Recall. This is a weekly episode where we dig deeper into the history of an iconic product and its impact. And yes, as we mentioned previously, we are taking requests for products to cover and recall.
And you can do that by voicemail or text at 781-591-0390 or email us at forever35podcast@gmail.com. And I do just want to note that we will be posting all of the sources and some extra videos and links and such for all of these episodes at forever35podcast.com. And I do also just want to plug, before we get into it, just want to plug our live show.
So excited.
Forever 35 Live.
We are going to be snuggling together virtually, digitally, if you will. But we will be gathering to celebrate the 5-year anniversary of this podcast. We'll be doing bits, playing games, maybe a giveaway or two.
Laughing.
We'll answer your questions.
Also, Kate, there's I hear there's going to be some exclusive merch that will only be available during the live show.
And there's an after party.
I mean, get ready, everybody, because this is going to be a wild time. So you can get tickets at moment.co/forever35. They're $10. And yeah, hope to see you there.
Can't wait.
Now, Kate.
Lay it on me.
I want to ask you something.
Okay.
I want you to think back to the early 90s. You were a tween slash teen.
Yeah.
If you could think of one or two like iconic teen models of the time, who comes to mind?
Nikki Taylor and her sister Chrissy Taylor.
Okay. Thank you.
Is that who you wanted me to say?
That's who I wanted
There's
you to say.
There's nobody bigger in my heart.
Nobody bigger. Now, it's so interesting because the 90s were the age of the supermodel, right? We have Cindy Crawford, we have Linda Evangelista, Naomi Campbell. They're these sort of like larger than life.
Christy, Helena.
Yeah. Like
Stephanie.
Amazonian, gorgeous women. And then we had Nikki and Chrissy Taylor, who are also gorgeous Amazonian women.
Yes.
But kind of a different genre.
They were like teen genre,
they were
right?
Teen genre. And they were very like fresh-faced, all-American. Looking.
Every cover of 17 magazine featured one of these sisters.
Yes.
I mean, and obviously the greatest tragedy of that time was when Chrissy died.
Yes. Chrissy died of like an undiagnosed heart issue.
Which I think was like brought on by her asthma inhaler.
Yes. When she was like 17.
So young.
It was
so awful. So awful.
That's not what we're talking about today.
No, no.
But I do, you know, I just want to kind of have this picture in our heads of Nikki and Chrissy, who had this like tanned skin, big smiles.
Real white girls from Florida.
And sun-kissed blonde hair.
Oh, no. Which I've never had. This is going to be a therapy session for me, brunette.
So Nikki's first 17 cover was in August 1989.
Okay.
She was 14.
Okay.
Her blonde hair was in a bob with bangs.
She had a bob?
She had a bob.
Okay. I always think of her with longer hair.
I know, me too. She looks kind of preppy, but like effortlessly cool. And her hair is just kind of shimmering. And then 3 years later, Nikki and Chrissy had their first 17 cover together.
I know it. I know the cover.
And it was just, you know, that hair was it.
It was aspirational, right?
It was aspirational.
And unattainable for just about everybody.
So, you know, when Nikki was first on the cover of 17, August 1989, for me, that was the, you know, that was right before I started seventh grade.
Oh, little 12-year-old Dory.
Little 12-year-old Dory. You know, a real tricky time mm-hmm. in one's life, I think, pretty much universally across the board. And so when a friend at school told me about this product called Sun In.
You didn't put it in your hair.
I was like, well, I mean, okay. Like, it's this like cheap spray that I can get at CVS for like $3 or $4.
I'm scolding you, but I also did this.
And the whole gimmick is that I spray it in my hair and then I just have to go out into the sun or blow dry it with a hair dryer. I did not do this, but you could just get the same effect blow drying it, allegedly. And then my hair would turn blonde.
Because wasn't it also just like lemon juice?
We'll get to that.
Okay, okay.
But Kate, as I would say, countless brunettes before and after me have learned, yourself included, it sounds like,
yeah,
almost universally, Sun In turns brown hair a brassy shade of orange.
Yep.
It's not cute.
No, no, it wasn't the look we were all going for.
It was not
the
look.
What Nikki had on the cover.
It was not what Nikki or Chrissy had. And I was pretty devastated.
Oh.
Because not only was I not blonde.
What was it?
It was like a brassy, clearly like super fake looking orange.
Yeah, I remember that well with my hair.
That then just had to like grow out. So today, Kate, we're going to be talking about Sun In.
Does Sun In still exist?
Sun In still exists.
You could buy Sun In?
You can buy Sun In.
Holy shit.
Sun In has had a lot of twists and turns in its product history. But yes, you can buy Sun In today. Now, I mentioned 1989.
Yes.
Which was the year that Nikki was first on the cover of 17 with her blonde hair. And so I would like to play for you a commercial.
Oh boy.
From 1989.
Okay.
For Sun In.
Okay.
Don't wait for the sun to lighten your hair. The summer might end before the highlights are there. Get natural looking highlights as soon as tonight. Let a little sun in. Do your hair right. Let's channel for softness, a super for flair. A new natural lemon puts sun in your hair. A little spritz does it, the sun does the rest. For natural looking summer hair, Sun In's the best. Don't wait for the sun to get your hair bright. Get natural looking highlights as soon as tonight. Put sun in your hair, do your hair right.
What the hell was that?
Okay, so, I mean, first of all, we have a clearly white woman rapping.
That was like the Top That rap from Teen Witch. Do you know that rap?
No, but I believe you.
I think it's from Teen Witch. What was that?
Beat that you get by pressing a button on the synthesizer.
Right, on your keyboard that your parents bought you at Bradley's or whatever.
Yes, yes.
Oh boy, that was rough.
That was rough. And we'll link to it on the website.
Also, but like, what lies? What lies?
Total lies. All, and it's just all pictures of super, like, platinum blonde
right,
hair.
Right. Which, again, that is a small part of the population
yes.
who's going to actually be able to use this product.
Yes. So, you know, I play that commercial just to highlight the sheer ubiquity of sun-in during this time period. It was a very specific period of, like, late 80s through, I would say, maybe mid 90s.
Well, it also kind of plays into this whole, like, obsessive tanning
yes.
time. Like yes. Baywatch, like just yes. that kind of culture.
Yes, exactly. So, you know, I was going to mention, actually, Baywatch written down here as another example of this kind of all-American, in quotes, look. And of course, this is a look that only white people can achieve, right? Like,
yeah, I mean, all American is code for a blonde white person,
right? 1,000%.
Or, I mean, just a white person, but yeah.
1,000%. So, sun-in, you know, I think did hit like a crest of popularity. Yes, Kate.
I have a question.
Yes.
Is sun-in part of a larger company? Like, does someone,
we're
getting
to that?
Okay.
We're about to get to that. So sun-in was launched in the 1960s. The exact date seems to have been lost to history. I could not find exactly when sun-in launched. And it always promised to give you the effect of beautifully, naturally highlighted blonde hair at a fraction of the price of the salon. That was always part of the pitch, right? You don't have to go to the salon and get, you know, hundreds of dollars worth of highlights. You can just spray this in.
Spray this bottle. Oh my
God. And if anything, this will look more natural.
And even the name, like, sun-in, it's that idea that, like, if you're just out in the sun long enough, your hair yes. is going to lighten to the
yes.
perfect shade.
Yes, exactly. And the way that sun-in works is it's the like major ingredients in it are lemon juice
right.
and hydrogen peroxide.
So that's the real.
But lemon juice does actually lighten hair.
Well, I have put straight up lemon juice
yes.
in my hair too.
And I mean, did it lighten your hair?
Yes.
Yeah. So that, you know, that does actually work. But the hydrogen peroxide is kind of the real driver of it. And the lightener is activated by sunlight or a hair dryer. And that was something that sun-in, like to talk about, that you can use sun-in in the winter too. You don't need the sun to use sun-in. You can just use your hair dryer. So that was always kind of part of their pitch, if you will. Now, Kate, we are going to take a little break.
Okay.
And when we get back, I'm going to tell you all about the company that started sun-in.
I cannot wait.
And what else they produced.
Oh my God, there's more. Oh no. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Buckle up. All right. Be right back.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently, Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
I think it's safe to say that we have suffered through bras. We've been uncomfortable in them. We've devoted whole episodes to finding good ones. But I'm here to say enough is enough. Enough. Enough.
I mean, drawn the line. Dory, have I ever told you what I did in college? when I needed a bra to wear with a fancy dress.
What?
I cut the top of pantyhose and then I duct taped that to my chest.
Oh, that sounds uncomfortable.
Because I didn't have honey love when I was in college.
No. Well, we are here to say no more being uncomfortable. With Honey Love's bras, you will wonder why it took so long to make something so comfortable and so supportive. There's no underwire, but through some kind of wonderful magic, they managed to not sacrifice lift, all while making it in a fabric that's so comfortable, you barely know it's there, especially the crossover bra. I wear one of these almost every day. I'm wearing one right now because it's so comfortable and it easily fits into my life. But if you like a breathable and versatile legging, Honey Love has you covered on that front too. Plus, they have tanks, shapewear, and their V-bra that has molded cups, still without the underwire, to keep you from getting that dreaded uniboob effect other more relaxed bras tend to give you. So treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/forever. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/forever. After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support our show and tell them we send you. Treat yourself to Honey Love because you deserve it.
You know, one thing I think is really kind of interesting about skin, my skin, but all skin, is that like what it needs now in my 40s is not what I needed in my 30s.
Totally.
Definitely not what I needed in my 20s.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But like, how are you supposed to know what your skin needs?
It's hard. It's hard to know.
Especially when there's just like so many products out there. The overwhelm is real. It's a struggle to even know how to get the results you want, what products to start with. This is why we're super excited to partner with Apostrophe. Apostrophe is a prescription skincare company that offers science-backed medications that are clinically proven to help. I have used Apostrophe. I love it. They will pair you with a board-certified dermatologist who literally creates a personalized treatment plan for your skin. I have done this a few times now. It is so easy to do their online consultation. You upload photos. And like within a few weeks, I had done the consultation and received my treatment plan and my product.
Amazing.
And that is how I became a tretinoin gal. I love the tretinoin that they sent me. I love their sunscreen. Both products have been amazing on my skin. And you, Forever 35 listeners, can get a special deal from Apostrophe. You can get your first visit for only $5. That's at apostrophe.com/forever35 when you use our code forever35. Now, that is a savings of $15. I like that. This code is only available to Forever 35 listeners. So to get started, just go to apostrophe.com/forever35 and click get started. And then use our code forever35 at sign up and you will get your first visit for only $5. Thank you, Apostrophe, for sponsoring this episode.
Okay, we're back.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay. So I want to take you back to the 1940s.
Oh, not the 60s. Okay, the 40s.
Not the 60s, the okay. 40s.
All right.
There is a Yale graduate named Richard Neeson Wishbone Harris.
Tell me, is he from the Wishbone salad dressing family?
No, his nickname, his childhood nickname was Wishbone because he liked that part of the chicken.
Oh, well, that's sweet.
Yeah.
That's a big nickname, though.
It is a big nickname.
Come on, Wishbone. Let's go to the store.
His reputation was that he was said to have been described by his former Yale classmates as the guy who could talk $20 million out of thin air.
Oh, so he's like a regular George Santos.
So, well, what I was going to say is he sounds a lot like another George, George Bunting. From last week.
Yeah, he does. These men.
These men who are, you know, I will say marketing geniuses mm-hmm. who either develop products or like steal products, come into products and then turn them into these juggernauts.
Yes.
So he is one of those people.
Okay.
And in 1944, he has a company called Tony, T-O-N-I.
Okay.
And it's a hair products company, and he develops a home perm.
Oh, God.
He builds up the home per market into a $20 million industry.
Holy shit.
In 3 years.
And this guy, he's young.
He's young. I don't know exactly how old he is in 1944, but he's pretty young. I don't think like more than 30.
Okay. And he just got into this because he saw it was like a moneymaker, we're assuming.
I believe
so. He felt like a passionate yes. about hair. Okay.
And he's like a marketing genius. They start sponsoring radio. They start sponsoring commercials, but then also, you know how in the 40s and 50s, like programs would be sponsored by companies on the radio?
Yes.
So Tony starts sponsoring a lot of these shows, and they develop this iconic ad called Which Twin Has the Tony?
Oh.
And the ad has identical twin sisters who have identical looking curly, wavy hair.
Okay.
But one twin had her hair done professionally.
And spent a lot of money.
And then the other twin used a Tony hair home hair perm. So at the time, if you got like a professional perm, it was like $15, which in 1950 was
a lot of money.
Or you could spend $2 and get the Tony kit, which included waving lotion and plastic curlers. And it was like unclear. It was kind of like maybe she's born with it. Maybe she's Maybelline.
Yeah.
Maybe it's Maybelline, but like more kind of like almost like a blind taste test, if you will.
Yeah, and you're like, why wouldn't I go with Tony?
Right, exactly. And then also once you bought the Tony kit for $2, you could buy a Tony refill, which was a bottle of waving lotion for $1. So
I'm in.
It like obviously made sense. So in 1948, Wishbone sells Tony to Gillette.
Oh boy.
Like he cashes in. And he also invented White Rain shampoo.
Wishbone did?
Yes.
Which is still for sale today.
Yes.
I saw it in the drugstore.
Yes. Yes.
White Rain.
So his whole thing, and this plays into, I think, the development of Sunin. His whole thing seems to be, he was all about making products for things that you could do at home more cheaply than at the salon.
I mean, that makes sense.
Right? Like he saw this niche and like really leaned into it. So at some point in the 60s, and I believe at this point, again, the corporate history was a little murky here, but it seems as though Wishbone is no longer at the company.
Wait,
that
who
he
did
started.
He sell to again?
Gillette.
Gillette. Okay.
But they seem to be continuing in the same sort of vein. They invent Sunin.
So this is Wishbone's like living in Key West, having the best time.
Well, and he started another company with his son.
Okay. But Wishbone's done with hair.
He's out of the picture. Wishbone is out of the picture when it comes to this. Okay. Yes.
But Gillette, over at Gillette, they're like, what else can we do?
But over at Gillette, they're like, this is amazing. Like he conjured this home perm industry like out of nothing.
Yeah.
And so then the Tony division of Gillette starts like developing other products, one of which becomes Sunin. And, you know, it's funny when last week when we were talking about Noxzema, you were saying that there were certain words that you saw kind of throughout history.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing with Sunin is it just always leaned, even though you could use a blow dryer, it was always like sun-lightened hair, really playing that it looked natural. That was always like its big thing.
And that like you could just spray it in and then like go for a walk. Like it
yes.
was just, it was easy
yes.
if I remember.
Yes, exactly. So there were some... But their advertising was also always kind of interesting because there was an ad in the early 70s, a print ad, where you just see a smiling blonde woman in profile, and then there's a man in the background.
It's always a man.
And it says, he'll see you in a whole new light.
I
Get
feel
it?
Like the yes, the more we're going to do these product recall episodes, and everything we're going to find is that everything is marketed about getting the attention of men, to women to get men's attention.
Oh, totally.
Like that's just going to be
totally
the running theme.
So, and then there's like in small print, it's like, just spray sun in under the sun and see what happens to your hair, maybe even your life.
Maybe even your life? Because you sprayed lemon juice and hydrogen peroxide on your hair.
Yes.
And you know what? That would work on me. I would buy that probably tomorrow.
So yeah, so that was kind of the thing that it was always playing on. Always this like very attractive blonde woman who like frankly was probably already blonde.
Of course.
You know?
Also, the woman in the picture, her hair is professionally dyed. Like, I mean, we know this, right? Like, obviously, it's all a scam.
100,000%. So in 1974, the company is, the division of Gillette is bought by a Tennessee company called Chatham.
Okay.
And they also, they make some other products for women that are, I should say, marketed to women. One of which is Dexatrim, the diet pill.
Ew.
Mm-hmm.
God.
Yep. But they also make Pamprin.
Which is a favorite of yours.
Which is a favorite of mine. They make a lot of those brands that like you know by their name, like Cortisone 10.
Oh yeah.
Gold Bond.
Oh.
Unisom, Kaopectate.
What?
Yeah. So they
Chatham?
Yes. They make all of these brands. And Chatham starts kind of tinkering with the formula. So in 1987, they add a conditioner.
Ooh, that sounds nice.
And then in 2000, they add some botanical extracts.
Of course. Because everybody was high on botanical extracts in 2000.
Yes, exactly. But the main ingredients stay hydrogen peroxide and lemon juice.
Are they just squeezing? Is there a factory that's just squeezing lemons?
Great question. I do not know.
Like, I would love to see the production of Sun-In and how much is actually real lemon juice and how much is just.
Totally.
Okay.
They produce another ad in 1990 that I'm going to play for you.
You are such a beautiful baby. Let Sun-In baby you now. Stay baby blonde with Sun-In. Only Sun-In has Silkenol. So your hair not only looks baby blonde, it feels baby soft. Baby yourself. Put sun in your hair.
So, okay. So a couple things here. First of all, they're playing up this new conditioner with, you know, the Silkenol. Right. As though that's going to make up for dousing your hair with hydrogen peroxide. And the second thing is this whole thing of like taking yourself back to when you were a baby. I just find like very interesting. And in the commercial, which we'll link to, the first image you see is like a blonde child like frolicking on a beach. And I don't know, it reminded me a bit of some of the Noxzema.
Yeah.
Commercials that you like the one where the woman is like, I used Noxzema when I was 15 and yep. Now I'm 30. And this feels like a kind of similar thing. And then just the language, baby yourself.
They say baby like five times like in that ad.
It's like literally infantilizing.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's what we're dealing with right now in the late 80s, early 90s.
And this is when you and I are all trying to get that. Also, should be noted, both of us were born with like black hair.
Oh, totally.
Yeah, weren't prancing on beaches with blonde
hair.
No,
I was never. I wasn't blonde as a child.
Me neither.
Now, my son was, which is kind of odd.
But have you been secretly spraying him with Sun-In since day one?
Yes, exactly. But let's take another little break.
Okay.
And because I have a few more things to talk about when we come back.
It shouldn't be so hard or expensive to find furniture that exudes elegance, sophistication, and a touch of luxury. And we're happy to say that today's sponsor, Article, makes getting quality furniture as easy as checking the pieces out online. Thanks to their online-only model, they have some really great manageable prices. Article believes in delightful design for every home, so you can get to creating a space that truly reflects your personal style. I now have a space that is quite outfitted in article. And I have to tell you how not just like seamless, but truly enjoyable the ordering and shipping process was. It was extremely fast. It's affordable, very convenient because I got to pick the delivery time and they sent me updates every step of the way. It was like they knew that I was an obsessive checker on shipping and they were like, we see you, we honor you, and we're going to support that journey for you. As Dory knows, I have a beautiful bench from Article right when you enter my home. I have some gorgeous planters. And then my favorite, my kind of like surprise favorite piece from Article are the blankets I have gotten for my sofa that my family all hogs. Oh. Including my dogs. My dogs love these blankets so they're like throws on our couch. The dogs try to monopolize them.
Dogs are such blanket hogs.
They know a soft blanket when they see one, I gotta say. So their endorsement, honestly, their endorsement says more than mine ever could. That's how soft these blankets are. Article has all kind of curated furniture from mid-century modern or coastal to industrial, Scandi, boho. So no matter what style you're leaning toward, they have got something for you. I mean, you could really do like every room in your house in a different kind of style if you wanted to. And with Article's team of designers, no matter what piece or how many, you're sure to find the perfect balance between style, quality, and price. Article is offering Forever 35 listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim it, visit article.com/forever, and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/forever for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Okay. The first thing I want to do is show you an ad that ran in 2000 in Teen People.
Ooh, okay.
So, you know, they were still, I would say even by 2000, they were still pushing sun. I mean, 2000 was when they added the botanical extracts. So this was a sort of like infamous ad that they ran.
Oh my God. Okay.
And there's a very, very attractive blonde woman with curly hair. This is the only Sunin ad I've seen that has a curly haired person.
Yeah, she's got luscious.
She's got luscious, high, like beautifully highlighted curly hair. And it says, 4 out of 5 girls you hate ask for it by name.
What does that mean? They ask for Sunin by name?
Yes. Sunin, the original. Stop hating them. Start being them. With original Sunin spray hair lightener and super streaks gel.
That is a dark ad.
Isn't that dark? This is like...
That's bizarre.
Yeah. So, you know, I feel like we've talked a lot about the male gaze when it comes to these products. But this seems to be specifically playing on like the female gaze in like a Mean Girls kind of way.
Yeah.
And this ran in Teen People. So, you know, this was very specifically targeting teenage girls saying, you know, the popular girls are using Sunin. And don't you want to be like them?
This is giving me like anxiety flashbacks. It's so cruel.
It's so cruel. It's like pretty fucked up. So that was the vibe they were going for in the year 2000.
Which all makes sense. I feel like that's on brand with what that time period was like.
Yes, 100,000%. So in 2009, they sell to the pharmaceutical company Sanofi.
Never heard of it.
And then in 2017, they sell to a company called Focus Consumer Healthcare.
Okay.
And Focus Consumer Healthcare has supposedly lowered the level of peroxide. They have added chamomile, aloe, and other botanical extracts.
Oh my God.
To help condition the hair as it lightens. And then another thing that they've been doing is they've been trying to get influencers to post about Sunin.
Wow. Okay.
So there was a couple years ago, there was this kind of like funny renaissance on TikTok where people were trying Sunin. And you'd have the odd person who was like, Sunin's great. But I would say like the vast majority of the videos were like, this turned my hair orange, or like, you know, this was bad.
And were they being sent product, or was it kind of just people trying out old products?
I think it probably, well, no, I mean, you can buy it now.
Right. But I mean, like, people being like, oh, what's this stuff?
I think it was probably a combination of both. Like, I feel like a lot of times what happens with these things is like, it's initially influencers who get sent the products, and then regular people are like, I want to try this too. There's a hair influencer named Anna Primavera who did a lot of ads for them on TikTok. And she doesn't really talk in the ads, so it's like not that exciting to play. But she kind of just like prances around and talks about how great, like puts words on the video that say how great Sunin is. But then we also have a lot of TikToks from hairstylists warning about Sunin. So I'm going to play one of those.
Don't bleach your hair after using Sunin or a hair lightener. Anything that says hydrogen peroxide as the first ingredient, and it is a hair lightener that you spray or put into your hair and then apply heat. This product is made for you to go spray it on and then go sit outside. The reason why most stylists will not touch your hair if you have Sunin is because of this. This all happened in a matter of minutes with bleach in 20 volume.
And what she's doing is she's showing some hair that basically like disintegrates.
Like falling. She's just pulling it out.
Yeah. So there's a bunch of videos like that. And there's also some stuff on YouTube where people are testing out Sunin. There's an influencer hairstylist named Brad Mondo who tested Sunin.
Today, we're exploring the wonderful, horrifying, scariest world ever, the world of Sunin.
Okay, so you get the vibe.
Yeah.
I think people are like, why?
Well, what you just showed, though, was interesting because in that previous TikTok of the hairdresser, like pulling out the hair, she had a product from Sunbum.
Yes.
So there are other Sunin-like products on the market.
Yes, there are other Sunin-like products on the market. Hair lighteners is what they call them. So that is the deal with Sunin. I mean, I think what's interesting is like there will always be a market for things that you can do at home more cheaply than going to a salon. I mean, that's why like box hair dye and home waxing strips and
like all the home nail kits that we now see.
Home nail kits. Yeah, exactly. And that just seems to be what Sunin has always been about. And, you know, and again, like something that has always only been for a pretty like small segment of society, but one that was meant to be aspirational.
Yeah. I mean, it's about assimilation ultimately too, is it not?
Yep. And before we wrap, I just want to show you this ad from the early 70s when they had another product called Sunin Tan Spray.
What?
I was saving this for the end because you were talking at the beginning about how, you know, the late 80s, those were the ages of people trying to get like the deepest, like putting baby oil on their skin to get a deep tan and having like a reflector.
Yes.
And going to tanning beds. And so it seemed like they didn't make this for very long, but they had a suntan spray that promised to tan your skin deeper, darker, faster.
Oh, God.
So it was like a one-stop shop for this whole like sun-kissed look all of which was activated by the sun. Actually, I think it's interesting. Like, I hadn't even thought about the fact that I chose this as my first one, and Noxzema, which I didn't even know,
it's a sunburn
was
remedy.
First used as a sunburn remedy. So it's very interesting. Yeah.
Wow. Where do we think Wishbone ended up?
Well, you know, I actually know where he ended up. So he stayed. He got $6 million from the sale to Gillette, and then, which, you know, at the time was a ton of money, still is a ton of money, but yeah, like in 1948 was,
that's like
so much money. Yeah. And oh, he stayed, God, yeah, he stayed on to run, Tony within, Gillette, but he left in the late 1950s. So he left before Sonnen was developed, but, this article that I found says Harris's most lasting contribution to Gillette may have been his Paper Mate acquisition in 1955.
What?
Yes. So, and then Gillette built a stationery division around that. And then in 2000, they sold it for $750 million.
Oh my goodness.
So after Gillette, he started a fire and burglar alarm maker that he ran with his son, and that was acquired by Honeywell in 2000. And then the kicker of this article is the ex-Yaleys of Wishbone's past would have to raise their expectations for him. Harris became the guy who could talk $1.9 billion out of thin air.
We could learn a lot from Wishbone.
I mean, where is our documentary on Wishbone?
I would love to know where he is now. I mean, he's probably buried somewhere now, but I mean, good Lord.
Good Lord. Good Lord.
I like that Yale got a lot of free sponsorship for this podcast in this podcast episode.
Well, Kate, this has been really fun.
Thank you for taking us on this journey.
Hope you learned a lot.
This. I did. It's fascinating.
And yeah, we'll talk to you all again soon. And again, just a reminder, if you have suggestions for products you want us to recall, hit us up.